Blog Talk Radio.
In the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I beat myself? I'm proud of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First trick them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother.
Rest in peace, Tupac Shakur. If not one of my favorite rappers in the whole world, he probably is definitely that. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sandra DeSandra with the Blog Radio Talk Show. Celeste, how are y'all doing? Listen, I am so sorry for the technical difficulty just now, and we had to refix it and everything. So we're back on. How's everybody doing? I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. We're going to talk to Mr. Mark. He's on. Oh, yeah, that's Mr. Mark right there. How y'all doing? Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. I just really want to thank y'all for supporting me and my celebs, you know, and all that good stuff. Just thank y'all so much. Y'all ready? Y'all ready to get into the interview? I'm not playing. Here we go. Hold on. Let's get Mr. Mark on here.
Hi.
Hey, there you go. How are you?
Hello. Good. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Fantastic. Listen, Mark, thank you so much for coming on my show. I hunt you down and I found you.
No problem.
Thank you for the opportunity. Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to listen to this because I don't even think Mark knew I found him. And I'm going to tell you how. Mark and I are friends on Facebook. And so I was like, I go through pages every now and again. And I see something that I don't even think Mark knows that I really love. I guess you was at a show, and I seen a band behind you play, and you just brought nothing but great memories back. Somebody else just joined us. Thank you, whoever you are. Thank you so very much for joining us. I appreciate this. I see some 843 numbers on here as well. Thank you, Charleston, for supporting Mr. Mark. We appreciate it. Getting back to the interview, guys. I sent you on your page, and a band was behind you. And I got to tell you something, Mark, you guys brought me back, way back. I was so excited to see rapping coming back that way or was always that way. I didn't even know that that's some of the rapping that you do. We're going to get into that in just a few minutes. But Mark actually performed in my premiere. So that was a pleasure for me as well with Chop, right? Am I right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You're right.
From Long Time Entertainment, at that time. I don't know if she's still there, but at that time she was, and I just appreciated that so much. Before we get into our interview with you, tell me about you and Chop and how that came about with you performing for her at the premiere.
Well, basically, we did a feature a while back that, you know, she just sent me the song or whatever, and, you know, I did my thing on it or whatever. And then she told me about the whole premiere and the performance. And, it was like the first show that I did in like a while. Like, really, I want to say that was the first show that I actually did by myself because I had a group or whatever before too. But, that was like my first like performance where it's not just like, where it's not me and like six other dudes with me, you know what I'm saying? So like, that was pretty cool. But that was the first performance I had in quite a while. And, you know, she just hit me up about it, came, and we did it.
that was dope. That was dope. Now, before I ask you, I got some questions for you, but before we even go to the next question, just tell everybody where you originally came from.
I'm originally from, I mean, people get mad when you say you're from Charleston. So I guess I could say I'm from, like, Ladson, like, Monk's Corner, you know, that area or whatever, born and raised.
Oh.
I didn't live in South Carolina my whole life, though. I also lived in the city of Valdosta, Georgia, for a little while, too. So both of those places are, like, home to me.
Okay. Was you born and raised here or in Mount's Corner or Latin? Where were you born at?
Mount's Corner.
Okay. I've been to Mount's Corner, I think, 3 times. So I've been up there. Nice, quiet, laid back, you know. Just real quiet back there. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So
I got a lot of family out there.
So you're not back there no more?
No. I mean, now I live in North Charleston, but, yeah, I mean, that's where I'm from.
Okay. Now, I heard you say that you had a group. Do you no longer have a group?
It's still like a group, but, I mean, everyone's just doing their own thing. It's more so like a collective, you know what I'm saying, of, like, artists and stuff. But, yeah, before it was like we were doing, like, everything together, shows together, you know, stuff like that. But now everyone's, you know, we're all still cool with each other, but everyone's, you know, just out doing their own thing. So.
Okay. And that just recently started when you said everybody was out doing their own thing. Y'all just recently started kind of getting out doing your own thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And if someone was to ask, okay, you know, that knew about the group, because, I didn't know. You came out there, you know, in my premiere, and then I seen you on Facebook, you know, doing, you know, behind the band. I wouldn't have known that you, you know, had a group or anything like that. So let's just say someone wanted all of you guys. Would all of you guys get together and do the show?
I mean, I would, you know. But it all just comes down to, like, people's schedules, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, that's pretty much why now I'm just, you know, still doing my own thing, but, you know, representing, you know.
Right. So let's talk about the what I think, which was the band behind you. How did you – is that something you was always doing or, you know, you just started doing it? You know, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I believe what you're talking about, that was for Queen Kat, like the little tour that she had put together that I was a part of. To be honest, I'm not going to lie, that was actually her band, but, you know, they were just, like, on my set, you know what I'm saying? They weren't, like, it wasn't like they were, like, playing as I was performing, but, you know, she had the band there for her. So that was her band. But, yeah, I was just a part of that tour recently. Her and a brother by the name of Kevin Wesley, they put a little tour together, and, you know, we did a couple shows here, and then we did a show in Charlotte. That was the show that we did in Charlotte.
Shout out to Queen Kat. I know her, and she's done some stuff for me, and it's just way back when, and I'm just real proud of what she got going on and what she's doing. I know she was doing some poetry. Was you ever in any of the poetry?
No, I haven't done any poetry slams or anything like that with her. I didn't know that she was doing that at that time. I met her maybe like a couple years ago. And we were, this is with my group or whatever, we were at this, I can't even describe it, but it was something that someone from the radio station suggested to us. And it was kind of like a little open mic, but we were like in the store. And, you know, she did her thing and, you know, we did ours. And, you know, I really, you know, liked what Queen Kat was doing because she had the whole hashtag no religion thing going on because she wrote a book. So, I just talked to her and, you know, we kind of clicked or whatever. And, you know, she hit me up about the tour and, you know, I was more than willing to, you know, do it. So we did that and, you know, the rest is pretty much history.
Oh, fantastic. Have you worked with Chopsticks? Someone else joined us. Thank you for whoever you are. They joined us, and if anybody want to ask a question, you may. Just give me a little bit of time to get my interview in, understand? So I want to just think. Somebody else just came up. Thank you so much. It's with Chop. Have you worked with Chop since you did my premiere?
I mean, we haven't like locked in like as far as like the studio or whatever, but we do have a couple of songs together. And you know, we still keep in touch. It's just, you know, like life and, you know, stuff outside of that, you know. It's like it gets kind of hard keeping up with people. But yeah, you know, Chop's the homie, and you know, I definitely would want to, you know, do more with her for sure.
So let me ask you this. What are some of the people that you would like to work with? I'm talking about people here in Charleston. I'm talking about, you know, worldwide. Let's go worldwide. I like to do worldwide because we have celebrities, and I call us celebrities because we may not have millions and trillions and stuff like that, but I like to think of us as that, and or you all. And, you know, tell me about even the millionaire, billionaire celebrities, whoever. Just name some of the people that you would like to work with.
Okay, some people so that I would like to work with.
Of course.
Okay. I would love to be able to work with J. Cole at some point. You know, J. Cole is like a really dope artist. So I definitely would want to be able to work with him. Drake inspired me very early on. So, I mean, and nowadays, what artist wouldn't want to do a song with Drake? You know, that's nowadays, it's like a guaranteed, like, Billboard hit or whatever. but, yeah, it would be really cool to get to work with him, Cole. Let's see, who else? People like Joey Badass, Cole, you know, a couple of other guys. You know, I definitely want to be able to work with them. Definitely Ab Soul, for real. That was something I kind of came across the other day. Like, dang, it would be cool if we were on together. yeah, and I mean, as far as locally, like, I mean, I'm willing to work with anyone from Charleston just because, like, you know, I feel like the city kind of just, you know, I wouldn't necessarily lack support, but it takes a while for other artists to embrace each other. And, you know, I've always been the type to, you know, show support, you know. So, I mean, yeah, anybody from Charleston, I definitely love to, you know, be able to work with.
Now, I want to tap on this, what you just said, but I want to tap on with J. Cole. When J. Cole first came out, I remember, I never forget this, J. Cole had on a light blue and white, I want to say, jacket. I don't remember what kind of jacket it was. It was fly, but I don't remember, you know, I just knew it was a nice jacket. He did that whoa, woo, some kind of song. I followed J. Cole from then all the way into now. He got the nice dreads and all that great stuff. I am a huge fan of J. Cole. And when you said that you wanted to work with him, it was so understanding. One of the greatest artists of all times, even though he haven't been out here like the Jay-Z's and, you know, the 50s and all of them, he is just definitely, in my book, one of the greatest. You know what I'm saying? So when you said J. Cole, it didn't shock me not a bit. So, yes. Shout out to J. Cole.
Yeah.
and I hope you get to work with him. I really do. And if that's a dream or something that you want, somebody else came on, whoever you are, thank you so very much for coming on. You are so appreciative. Okay? So let's get back to J. Cole. So, yeah, when you said that, I definitely understood why you said that. You know what I'm saying? So that was beautiful. Now, I want to touch something with you what we just talked about because I had another artist on here yesterday. He said pretty much the same thing you said. With Charleston and, you know, not embracing each other and things of that nature. Can you tell me, in your opinion, why you think that's going on? You know, and I ask those questions because I think, like, when on my show, I'm just hoping people from all walks of life be listening, and I usually get that. So maybe with somebody saying something that may touch somebody some way, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That you can give your insight on why you say, you know, why you're saying we're not embracing each other, you know, or what you said. Can you give us a little bit of enlightenment of your opinion of what you think?
Well, me personally, sometimes, like, a lot of artists tend to look at, you know, this hustle and this grind that we're all on more so as a competition instead of, you know, like a collaborative effort. Like, I feel like a lot of people tend to say, like, Charleston is like a crab in the bucket or whatever, crab in the barrel type city. Like, you know, once people make it to where they're going, it's like they kind of just unlink and then everyone else falls down. But what people fail to realize is if we're all able to stay linked and, you know, we all help each other up, then eventually, you know, Charleston would be a part of, like, the wave as far as, like, you know, being, like, national or global. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing about Charleston is, you know, with the history and the Gullah Geechee culture and all that, you know, we're definitely very unique, very diverse. And I believe that, you know, what we have to say is important and could definitely benefit towards the culture. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like if we were just able to embrace each other a bit more, kind of like have a different mindset towards collaborating and, you know, doing stuff together, then, you know, we wouldn't, nobody would be able to stop us. We'd be like Atlanta or New Orleans or, you know, New York or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of wish that we had some kind of and I mean, technically I'm from New York, but I love Charleston. This is where I'm at now, and this is where I'm going to rep. So, I wish we had some kind of a remedy or something that we can all mix together to make that happen. Because it does sadden me of the things that I do see. I see a lot of clicking. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I went downtown to I want to say Blue Buffalo somewhere down there anyway, and it was. I love artists. I mean, I love rappers. Oh my God, like I love some rappers. But anyway, I would go anywhere to see anybody. You understand what I'm saying? But what I don't like is when you go to a show, and this is what I think. And one person performs, everybody leaves. So you don't really get to see the last person or the second to the, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, dang, I mean, I left the club like when it was about to close, you know, and I thought that was just, wow. You know, I was like,
You're right. Yeah, you're definitely right. I've definitely witnessed that firsthand, so I know how it is.
Yes, and I was saddened for everyone else because I didn't see a whole lot of people to, you know, watch the last ones that come on, you know, you know, paying any attention to. So for me, I was thinking, you know, let's just say hypothetically speaking, and I was getting shows like that. The people that everybody come to see, and the people that most people don't come to see, the ones that they mostly don't come to see, I would think
are the people that they miss out on. Yeah.
Exactly. Put them first. There you go. Because the ones that that people really, really want to see, they're going to stay for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to give the ones that people have not seen, I think that should be rotated that way in order for people that, you know, be home, get fly, put their clothes on, you know, taking cabs, Ubers, riding, whatever, get a chance to be seen. You know, so I think that's something that needs to be fixed. You know what I'm saying, Mark? I think that that's something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that needs to be fixed. So I'm so serious. That definitely needs to be fixed. You know, but with that being said, hopefully we can do something helpful. I don't know, whatever we can, you know, could put our heads together and change some minds and things of that nature. So tell me about, you know, what kind of shows you got coming up. You got any shows coming up that you can tell us about?
Any shows? I'm trying to think, like, really, because just like my work life has kind of really gotten in the middle of me being able to do shows, because, like, you know, the amount of days I have off, I really only have, like, 2 days off out of the week, and those are, like, Thursdays and Sundays. You see what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So nothing really goes on Sunday and Thursday. You know, they have, like, little open mics and stuff at different places and stuff like that, but, yeah, I don't have anything set up as of right now that I can just say, hey, like, you know, come to this. There is talks about this open mic that's supposed to be in Atlanta that I want to try to attend. But, I mean, other than that, yeah, no, I've just been making music.
Okay, so you're not making music for others. You mean for yourself or what?
Oh, yeah, like just, you know, working on, like, my next project, you know, that sort of thing. And then, like, different like other ventures that I have going on right now. Like I recently purchased a camera, so like I can't necessarily shoot my own videos, but I've been editing my own videos and trying to work on, you know, being able to work with other people on music videos, stuff like that. I also came up with like this really dope idea for like, you know, Charleston artists and just any other artists, really, sort of like a rap genius, where people are able to basically break down their bars, like in their songs, and just kind of like be able to give like, you know, their side of, you know, what they meant whenever they wrote the song. So I'm getting ready to start that up here pretty soon, and yeah, that's just some of the stuff I've been working on, really.
Okay, well, whenever your work schedule allows you to do that, I think that sounds a little dope what you said. I think that's something, I think different things will help us, you know, and I say us because it's all of us here, and I think that different things will help, because I don't think that we have enough here in order to, to expand for whoever, like what, when, how, or whatever. And I think that different rappers like different things, and I think that we definitely need different, you know. What some of the the clubs or whatever are doing, I see that a lot of people don't really go to as much as I would like to see, you know, a lot of people go to. So I don't know if clubs is the it thing anymore. It seems, and the reason why I say it like that is because people go there, and you know, but they don't want to see what they don't want to see. They're out, so the other people don't get a chance. So you definitely have to do something to where people want to do it so bad they'll stay, or rotate people. What do you think about that, Mark? Rotating people this way, everybody can kind of get a chance.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree.
You know, to show. Yeah, to show their stuff and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you never was told this before, I chose you to be on my show, and I was looking for you, and I found you on my own. Not one person told me. I did. I found you by myself because, one of the things, like when I was doing my talk show way back when, I always look for people that I want. And I remembered you from Chuck. I said, I got to find this kid. And I did, you know. So, I ducked, and I found you, too. I was not playing. I was dead serious because I wanted different
respect.
People on and different things on. Yeah, no worries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't. That's why I found you. You know, yeah, definitely I wanted you on my show because I just thought you were so dope when you came to do the premiere. It was I love her. I think that her music is amazing. And y'all flowed so good together that, oh, my God, I loved it. It was just really, really great. And, yeah, you know, my age group, we like that calm stuff. You know, I'm kind of wild, you know. I like the drummers and tunes. I get it twisted, you know. I mean, hell, I get half of them on here. If the half of them, they passing away all over the place. And I feel so bad for them. Rest in peace, all of y'all, you know. I love rappers. You know, I adore you guys. I really do. And I just feel that, yeah, I do. I really do. All genres of it all. There's just a few I may not really listen to as much as I would yours and some of the other ones. Maybe just a few, you know, is certain things. And not to say, they're bad people or anything like that, because I won't judge them. But it's just a few I may or may not listen to. But for the most part, I must say at least 95% of rapping I listen to. So 5% ain't going to kill nobody, you know. Yeah. So listen, I want to ask you a question right here. I have another premiere coming. And if I were to give you, and I'm not asking you to take off a work or anything like that, because here's the greatest thing about my stuff is on Sundays all the time. I don't do anything on a Saturday or a Friday. So I'm asking you now, would you please perform in my next premiere? I have another movie coming out. It's called Piano Is Her Name, and I would love for you to perform. And it's on a Sunday.
I don't have to be able to do it.
Well, heck yeah. Listen, I don't have the date of my show yet. He laughing. Mark laughing, y'all. I be wilding, Mark. I'm trying to tell you. Well, you should know. You know, I was yelling, screaming, hollering, carrying on. Anyway, I don't have the date, but it's on Sunday. So notice, every time I do something, it's on a Sunday. You understand what I'm saying? So I will tell you way ahead of time. Also, Mark, I got something else I want to ask you, dude. I am going to be doing live shows, and I'm going to be doing it at the A-Loft. And guess what? Those are on Sundays, too. So I want to get you for that as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I will let you know what. Yeah, of course. I'll let you know about that. I'll let you know about that ahead of time as well. So y'all heard me say it right here on my talk show. Mark is going to come to the premiere. Mark is going to be doing a live show with me, and it's going to be more things down the line, you know, because you are such a – I just love your flow. It was just amazing. And I was just so happy to have had you there. I want to shout out Chop because she was the one that got you there. If it wasn't for her, I would have never known you was there. I wouldn't have known you, and I'm so glad because of her you was there. And I found you. I chased him down. You're by myself. I found him. I wasn't playing. I was not playing. But you're such a dope artist. And listen, let me ask you something. There is something that you want to tell us or you want to talk about, you know, something that I may or may not have asked or you know, tell us right now. Elaborate on it.
Well, I mean, yeah, like I said, I mentioned the platform that I'm developing right now for all the local artists and not necessarily local, but just underground artists that want to be able to, you know, display their talent and be able to break down their lyrics. The name of that is going to be Got Bars. I got like logos and stuff coming together right now. And, you know, that's something that I definitely want to be able to do. Let's see, what else? I mean, I've you know, for the most part, I'm always, you know, trying to work on, like, music and stuff like that. So I got a lot of unreleased stuff right now. But I'm definitely planning on getting everything together, especially as far as the, like, business side, like, with getting everything copywritten and, you know, all this other stuff. I'm getting the business aspect of it together before I just start releasing music again, just so that way, you know, I'm doing everything the right way and, you know, just really trying to hit the ground running come next year. Music videos, stuff like that too, that I'm working on my music videos. And, you know, I'm always willing to work with other artists on videos as well. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Are you a Rakim fan?
You said Rakim?
Yes.
I mean, I know who he is. My dad used to play a lot of his music.
I saw you a fan of him. I know he was way back in the day. You kind of young, so have you ever heard?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, like, I haven't, like gone back myself and listened to, like, more compared to, like, other artists that my pops put me on, like Biggie and Pac and, you know, other artists like that. But yeah, I mean, most people my age, if you had asked them, you know, sometimes they wouldn't even know who he is. I know who he is, Eric B. and Rakim. Yeah. So.
Okay. And the reason why I ask is that's the kind of genre along with, you know, because, I mean, more of the J. Cole's, but I Rakim is one of the, you know, one of my favorites. And, you know, he's kind of a little different, but usually when I listen to guys like you and then, you know, Rakim, the intelligency of the things that you all say is just really amazing to me. He was actually on my show. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Rakim, if anybody out there,
that's
you know. Yeah, Kevin Hart. What are you talking about? You better go look. You better go check me out. Like I can't find you. I don't know who you playing with, Mark. Get it together, bro. Get it together. I'm gonna shout out my friend Charlene from New York. She's on here. What's up, Charlene? How you doing, girl? She always comes on. If you want to ask a question, you can. Yeah, Charlene is one of, oh, my God. She's just crazy dope. Very seldom has Charlene ever missed a show that I had. Very seldom. Thank you for coming. She came on yesterday, too. Thank you, girl. But, so I had a lot of greats on here. You know, I really did. I had a raw base. Just so many, you know, so many. You can go on the blog, guys, and pull it up and just kind of see who you want. A lot of the old Obie Bagoody guys, you know, was on here. A lot of up-to-date, you know, all that good stuff. Wale. I had Wale. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wale was on here. You a fan of Wale?
I listen to some of his stuff. Yeah, he's definitely pretty good.
Yeah, I went to see Wale 3 times here in Charleston when he came.
Really?
1, 2, 3. Yeah, it was downtown at the Music Forum. Yeah. I went down there to see him. It was beautiful. Had a good damn time all 3 times, okay? But, listen, tell everybody where they can find you at, Mark. Tell them. Talk to the people.
So, you can find me on, like, as far as, like, the DSPs, Mark Fury, that's MarkFury. I have a couple projects out, Be Mine, Any Means Necessary, some singles and stuff. Drink First is the name of the collective that I'm a part of. That's DRINKFIRST. And it's spelled with two T's because it's the acronym. It's drugs represents irresponsible, neglected kids from institutions ruining societies today and tomorrow. So you'll be able to find some of the stuff, some of the stuff that we've all done together out there as well. Social media platforms, Facebook, Mark Fury, Instagram, it's Drink First, so DRINKFIRST Fury. Same thing for Twitter as well. And, yeah, new music coming. A lot of people think that, you know, because I recently got a promotion at my job, so, like, I sell cars and stuff now. So I get a little tied up in that sometimes, but, you know, I definitely have the drive and, you know, want to be able to make this music thing really happen. So, yeah, just balancing the two of those at this point. And, yeah, that's where you guys can find me.
All right. Well, Mark, congratulations on your job, the update. Congratulations on that. You know what I'm saying? That's really good. That's amazing. That's really, really good. I'm very, very happy to hear that. I really am. I'm just, I can't wait to see all, you know, what you're going to bring out for us. You know, I really love your music, Mark. I really do. If I didn't, I wouldn't have found you. Once again, you're so welcome. Once again, I want to thank Chop for bringing you through the way that she did. That was so appreciative, you know. And
yes,
you, I can't thank enough for even, you know, coming on my show, because you could have turned the offer down and you didn't. And that was so appreciative that you did that. So thank you for that as well. You know what I'm saying? But before we leave, there's a few more other questions I want to ask you.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Just a few more. Yeah,
Go ahead. Thank you.
I know that you were talking about artists and stuff like that, but I do want to ask you this. Female artists, what are some of your favorite female artists, if you don't mind telling us? I love asking that question because a lot of people don't really talk about female artists as much as we should.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I don't get as much on here because usually I be trying to find them and all that good stuff, you know. I had Queen Cat on, you know, times that me and Queen Cat go way back, you know. So can you just tell us about some of the female artists that you would love to work with, and you've already worked with Trump, but just tell me about some.
Okay, so yeah, as far as like locally and stuff like that, you know, of course you mentioned Chop. Chop's dope. Queen Cat is phenomenal. K-Dyke, me and K-Dyke have a song together that's unreleased.
She's dope too.
I got to actually sit in the studio. Like we were in the studio together when we did our song, so I got to see her whole process. I think she's like mad dope. Shout out to K-Dyke. That's the homie. Who else? Dang, I'm trying to think locally. Ashley C. Baby. I love her voice. Like I haven't like met her like personally, but like, you know, like we're friends on like Facebook and stuff like that, and I see her posts, and yeah, like she's a really talented singer. And then as far as like in the industry, you know, people like Kehlani, I think her voice is amazing. SZA, Chloe Bailey. Yeah, that's a lot of female artists that I really want to get to work with. A lot of singers. Rappers too. But you know, I listen to a lot of R&B, and yeah, a lot of female singers I really like.
Okay. Well, Ashley C. Baby, she was in my movie, The Life of an OG Cougar. And yeah, and she left and went to Atlanta, I want to say. And she just actually, she was on Facebook recently. I think this was when I was looking for you. Ashley finally, because Ashley will come on, and then I think she does some things, and then she'll come back on. But Ashley did a live, you might want to go see it. It was really nice. She was singing, and I really enjoyed it. I said something, you know, I wrote something about it. It was really good. So, I don't know if she would come back to Charleston, but I know if ever you should be in Atlanta, you might want to look Ashley up.
Yeah. She's dope for sure.
Yeah. So I tell you what, before we end, give us some shout outs out to whoever. Let me take your time. Let's go.
All right now. Alright, so shout out to you know, Drink First, my boy Trix, Hustle Man, Three, Mac G. Let's see, who else? Shout out my brother X and Black, Rich the Chemist, Jackie, my manager Dylan, who else? K Dyke, my boy Jimin, FTF Studios, shout out to them. Dang, I ain't trying to miss nobody. Shout out to my mom. I don't know if she's listening, but yeah, shout out to my mom. My pops, all my little brothers. Shout out to God, you know, for bringing us all here. And yeah, I think that's about it. I think that's it.
You got more. You can go ahead. Go ahead. No, people, a lot of the time. No, seriously. Sometimes, like the people listening to the shows, right? They'll say, "You didn't say me. You didn't say me." So I'm gonna go ahead. Go ahead. Give us some more if you want. Hey, mom, if you on here, I don't know if you on here, mom. I cannot. I don't want to tell. I see everybody number, y'all.
Yeah, I think Jackie's on here.
I don't know if your mom's on here or not, but, you know, I can't, I don't, you know, the numbers go away, they go away anyway, y'all, no worries. So listen, no, go ahead, shout some more people out if you got some more, go ahead, take your time.
All right, Donna, Alex, who else? Damn, I think that's it. I really do think that's it. I can't, because I'm going to just keep going and going and going, but, like, all my, I'll end it like this, all my supporters and all my fans, known and unknown, thank you. Shout out to y'all. Boom.
That's beautiful.
That way nobody
I know, right? It'll get you later, right? Like, oh, you ain't even shot me out, right?
But, hold on.
Shout out
Mac Rich. Shout out Hezzy Kid. I met him at your premiere. He was dope.
Yeah.
And who else? Shout out my boy Perp. Ooh, I almost forgot. Ooh, that would have been bad. Yeah, shout out Just Perp. He's my producer. He if you're in the area or anybody that needs beats, like, yeah, he's the go to guy. Drum guys, Just Perp, Drink First Audio. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said Queen Cat, yeah. All right, yeah, I feel comfortable. That's good right there.
Yeah, actually, Hezzy's coming on next week. He was on my show twice. You know, people come on back to back because we be having a good time on here. So yeah, he's mm-hmm. coming on next week again too as well. So yeah, but it's just
yeah,
like I said,
good.
I want to I want to do you live immediately because I just want what I think. You know, and I didn't even know that was Queen Cat's band, but thank you for being so honest and saying that. But you're the kind of music that I just want people not only to hear, but, and I don't want to say bring back because you was always out there, but I just feel that people need to know you guys are still out here, you know?
Yeah.
So that's one of the biggest reasons why I want to do you live along with me, you know, level what, you know, what I think in my premiere. And so I was like, I like this kid, you know? And so I definitely want you know, people to see you live with me, us talking about it. You know, because the radio is really good, you know, and it's all good. But sometimes when you visually see it, Mark is even better. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely want you to come. I'll give you way ahead of time notice. It will be at the A-Loft. And yes, it will be at the A-Loft, and I will be doing lives, and I want you to come and do a live with me. So we're going to have Mark on live with Sandra Wilson's Blog Radio Talk Show live, okay, in November.
Yes, ma'am.
All right?
I'm with it.
Yes. So we're going to be doing that as well. Along with you, once again, guys, for anybody else that came on, once again, he's not only going to be doing live with me, but he's also going to be performing at my premiere. You understand what I'm saying? He's going to be. And guess what, guys? Listen. You guys need to be there, okay? And you will be on the flyer as well. So, yeah. Now, listen, I just can't thank you enough for, saying yes to coming on my show. I really appreciate that. You know, I'm so humbly appreciative. I really am. Thank you so much. Thank you so
no
much.
No problem.
Anything? Yes. Thank you, darling. Anything you want to leave last with us?
Oh, one thing I want to tell you, you know what I'm saying? I know you do, like, you know, your movies and stuff. Like, I'd love to be able to do a cameo or something. You know, like, acting is like a whole different bag, you feel me? So, yeah, I would love to be able to do that too, you know? And, yeah, I just want to thank you again for, you know, inviting me on and giving me this opportunity.
Okay, well, see, you went too far with the movie thing. Now I'm gonna put you in one. I'm gonna put you in one of my movies. You don't went too far, okay? You asked, so you gonna get it, okay?
Yeah, like,
you asked, right?
That would be cool.
Okay, so listen. You should never ask, because sometimes when you ask, you get it. Now I have
you
two movies that I have not cast yet, for, you know, people for yet. And one of the great things about me, Mark, is I don't audition. If I ask you to be in my movie, you're in it. I just find the part for you. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't audition nobody. So anybody you see in my movie, they've never been auditioned. I go grab people because I honestly, for me, to be someone to just start now, I don't see where, I mean, you know, I'm not all of that to be going out there casting people and all that stuff. And I'm so deep into my movies and I write them myself, so I kind of know what I want. So, you know, I just be like, you know. And so I got two movies that's coming out right after the ones I got now, and they're not cast at all. And I'm thinking, I tell you what I am going to do. I need for you to send me your email. I think that you know what my email is. So I think you did send me your email. So let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm saying this on my show so y'all know I'm not playing. Okay, so I'm about to send you some information, okay? And we're going to talk about, I'm going to send you some information. And the greatest thing is the movies that that I got is not going to start until the very beginning of next year, because I got Piano Is the Name coming out, and I got Pain right after that. So there is a few, you know, the other ones behind there that I got that I really don't have hardly no casting for, and I'm going to tell you about those. And then I'm going to think of what I want to do, and then I'm going to put you in either one or both. What do you think of that? Okay?
Yeah,
guess what else, Mark?
Let's do it.
Guess what else? We practice only on listen, Mark, we practice only on Sundays. Only on Sundays.
Perfect.
That's it.
Okay. That's perfect.
Yeah, the guy yesterday got a role, too. I'm not playing. We're going to take Charleston by storm. You understand what I'm saying?
Ma'am.
So right here on the Sandy Wilson's Blog Radio Talk Show, you guys are going to see Mark in my movies. Okay, I'm not playing right now. All right, Mark. Listen, darling, thank you so much for being on my show. I am looking forward to having an interview with you, a live interview with you, Mark, and I'm looking forward to working with you
ma'am.
On the movies. You understand? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just so
I'm
happy to be around to help. Yes. Yes, absolutely. So, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you again. I want to thank y'all for listening. About a whole heap of people didn't even get off. A few did, but that's all right, but a whole heap still on. And I want to say something to the people that, you know, knew I was on. And so, because what it is when you're on the blog radio is one of the best radio internet shows in the world, if not the highest one. And what I will say is that if you got a great fan base, your fans never leave you. And they all still come on because they get the notice, guys, that you're coming on. And for anybody that came back for me, I love and appreciate you so much because you treat my celebrities so beautifully that come on here. So thank you guys for that as well. I mean that from
thank
the bottom
you.
Of my heart. You understand? Okay. Mark, thank you for coming on. We will be working together. I will see you at the live, and then I will see you when we start with the movie. Okay?
All right. I'll be waiting on that email.
All right.
Now.
Yo, you're going to get it in just, you're probably going to get in about 10 minutes, okay? I'm not playing.
Okay.
I'm dead serious. Right. You're going to get in about 10 minutes. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Curry. Sorry, you know, I'm saying the right, you need to say the last name if I mess up. Fury. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. I'll mess your last name up. I'll mess it up. I'll mess your name up if you don't tell me right. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Fury, I want to thank you so very much for coming on my show. I want to thank all the listeners. Mark, if Mom is on here, you got an amazing child. If you're on here, Dad, you got an amazing child. Oh, yeah, y'all did good. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so very much for coming on the St. Louis' Blog Radio Talk Show. Tupac Shakur, rest in peace, is going to take us out of here. You guys have a good night. Thank you so very much. Good night, y'all.
See no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I beat myself? I'm proud of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing he's a hero. Get it back to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First, trick them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I was supposed to be. How can it never take a brother if he's close to me? I'd rather go back to when we played as kids with this. That's the way it is.